Valley Heights Mustangs Coach's Corner, a service of the Citizen State Banks, Parker C., Mustang Motors, Danes Automotive, Performance Ag, and Blue Valley Technologies.
Have you tried banking with us on the internet yet? It's faster and more convenient to bank from your own home whenever you feel like it. Best of all, banking online is safe. With your private username and password and software meticulously crafted to ensure the safekeeping of your account data, your online transactions are quick and secure. Another quality banking service from Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Welcome back to KNDY. We're now joined by Tony Trimble, head football coach for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Coach, you entered last week's game against Jackson Heights with a few question marks. With your JV players having to quarantine, you only had 11 available to suit up. You won the ball game still, 56-15. What were the keys to picking up that victory?
Well, you know, like I said, we had 11 guys, and we didn't really find that out until late Thursday evening that that was going to be the case. Kids that were able to play, they were very excited that we were going to give them the opportunity to go ahead and play that game, and think that they had a lot of emotion involved in that. Jackson Heights has been a big opponent of ours the last couple of years, and like we mentioned last week, they had knocked us out of the playoffs the last 2 years and beat us twice last year. So I think we were ready to go over there and play, and can't say enough about the kids' effort. It's 11 kids in an 11-man game. You never get a break, and I'm very proud of the way those kids perform.
As we head into the final week of the regular season, what is the focus on, and will you have any of your JV players back, or are you still going to go with 11?
Well, we're still going to have just 11 this week. Our JV players are scheduled to be back on the 27th. This week is going to be a different kind of week of practice as well. We're going to spend a lot of time focusing on individual work fundamentals and the basics of the game again. And you know, we're not going to have a lot of opportunity to see specific plays that Northern Heights will run at us. Usually our scout team guys do that for us. And so it's going to be a unique week of practice for sure. We got a good group of 11 right now, but we'll be very excited to get the rest of those guys back.
Obviously, the players were tired after that ball game, but they showed a lot of drive, especially in that second half. Are you scheduling any nap times during practice?
You know, I don't think I can ever recall a team getting off the bus after a game and looking so wore out. They got off the bus like they were all about 90 years old. And they were walking real slow, limping and moaning and groaning. So they did a great job. They put in great effort. Like I said, I'm just extremely proud of what they accomplished.
The win over Jackson Heights ups your record to 6-1, and you finished 5-1 in district play, as this week you play a non-district opponent, Northern Heights, who is 1-6 and struggling a bit as of late, lost 5 in a row and shut out in 4 of those losses, scoring only 16 points 5 games ago. What will your boys need to do to end the regular season with a win?
We've got to just focus on us getting better. We talk about that all the time. And this week, as I mentioned already, the way we're going to have to practice, it's going to be about us improving us and not focusing so much on the other team. So, you know, we feel like if we go out and we improve this week, we should be able to take care of business and get ourselves set up ready for a playoff run.
We're speaking with Tony Trimble, head football coach for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Ben.
That's Valley Heights head football coach Tony Trimble here on KNDY.
If you're looking for a car, truck, van, or SUV, look no further than Mustang Motors in Blue Rapids. They have a great inventory. You're sure to find what you're looking for. And if you don't see it, Colby will help you find it. And they don't sell anything they don't warranty. But if you do need repairs further down the road, they have a full service department and a mechanic available. Plus, Mustang Motors has a full service professional detailing service. So stop by and see or check them out at MustangMotorsKS.com. That's Mustang Motors in Blue Rapids.
At the beginning of every crop year, you get only one chance to get it right. Start your season off with a seed you can trust. Plant DeKalb AstroGrow. They have a full range of products that have proven themselves year after year. Parker Seed can provide the right seed for your environmental conditions. There's no room for error. Call Parker Seed to start your season off right. When you call Todd Parker, he'll put his knowledge and experience to work to help you make the right choices. Call today, 562-6687. That's 562-6687. Valley Heights Mustangs, Coach's Corner, a service of the Citizen State Banks, Parker C., Mustang Motors, Danes Automotive, Performance Ag, and Blue Valley Technologies. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller Odell and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.